We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, it's Dom time. Welcome in, everyone. Good Tuesday. Thanks so much for joining us. You know, Dan and I have been talking about our hero of the week. We've been so inspired by our next guest that we might do that every Friday. And for this week, it's a clear one. Coretta James is someone with a unique idea. She sent at least, I believe, 4,000 messages to NYPD, individual cops and up, etc. And just a remarkable story, handwritten over 4,000 thank you notes to NYPD officers. Doesn't plan to stop. Coretta joins us here in Philadelphia on Talk Radio 1210. Coretta James, Coretta, welcome to Philadelphia. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, good afternoon, Dom. Thank you for having me.
Well, I am thrilled. You've been listed as the hero of most of us in talk radio for this. So what triggered this? How long have you been writing these thank you notes?
Since 2017.
Wow.
And, you know, being a cop, as a civilian, I saw how much of a thankless job it is. So I decided to start encouraging officers.
Well, it absolutely have. And what do you do? How do you get the officer you're writing to when you write this handwritten note then? Do you go to the precinct?
Well, I've done every precinct in New York City. So I go from precinct to precinct, and the car's already filled out with the ranks and everything on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, captain, lieutenant. And when I go and I see the officer, that's when I put their name on the card before I give it to them.
Oh, my goodness. Well, see, it's one thing to write the letters, handwritten, thanking them, but then putting the name on and handing it to them in that manner. What's some of the reaction? What do the cops tell you, Coretta?
Oh, they love it. Like, I remember one time I went to a precinct, and this young officer, he said to me, you know, you gave my girlfriend one of these cards. And when he said her name, I remember because I'd just been to that precinct like the week before. And he said she was having a bad day. And then you showed up.
It's now you have a full time. You're a nanny, right? That's your day job.
Yeah.
So you get to write, though, about 10 of these a day.
Yeah. But sometimes when I put the baby down for a nap.
OK.
Depending on how long she sleeps.
Right.
She used to take two naps. No, she's down to one.
But that is, and just the legwork of delivering it, knowing who they are, that's the personal touch of that. And you want to go through all 36,000 police officers, apparently.
Yes, I'm trying to get cards in the hands of as many NYPD officers as I can. And plus, the numbers have dwindled because remember, with all the retirements and... You know, people are just leaving. So it's actually less than 36,000 now.
What intrigued me, too, is we try to do stuff like that here. We've done a program. I did it over the years. Salute a cop. Things like that for everyday excellence that cops would do. But yours is so much more universal because, as you said, it is the ultimate thankless job. Here in Philadelphia, it's murder on police. We have a DA that is. In New York, you have de Blasio. And all that type of stuff. So it's very, very difficult on them. But I did see in an article, he'd like to do Philadelphia and Boston also.
No, actually, the article said I've done those. I've done Philadelphia.
You have?
I've done Boston. I've done D.C.
Wow. So you're going up to the Big Apple. You're taking on the – well, we have to – I hope this encourages – what are people telling you, too? Are more people thanking cops? Do you get – I know it's been a whirlwind for you. I've seen you on Fox and Friends and all these other things.
Well, I've gotten a lot of positive, a lot of positive. Some negatives. I actually had somebody wish me carpal tunnel.
Oh, my God.
That's ridiculous.
Carpal tunnel. And what was the reason? They hate cops, right? Is that the idea?
Yes. Yeah, anti-cop, yeah.
Oh, wow.
And I know. And one tell me to go back to my country. We don't need your kind here.
Unbelievable. Well, just the pleasant, you know, that accent is just so upbeat to start with. That's just ridiculous. I don't think that's going to stop Coretta Jones, though, from reaching each and every officer. Is the best place to find you on Facebook, probably, right?
Yes, or – oh, and I'll tell you another story before, you know, I'm done. I went to a precinct one time, and, you know, I'm talking to this female officer, and, you know, we got – he said, do you have any kids? So I said, no. And she said, well, no, you have 36,000.
Oh, God. This is such an inspiration to all of us. It truly is. And I only found you because you were being inundated through your friends who saluted you because another talk show host made you the hero of the week, and you've inspired us around this tremendously. And it's inspirational because here is one person, you, doing a relatively simple act, but doing it in such a way of love and making it personal that it has impact that we probably don't even know with these cops.
And I'm telling you, Dom, if I was somebody who lacked being hugged, these officers would make up for it.
Yes, well...
because I've gotten so many hugs.
Well, I think you sound like a hugger. You sound like that too, Coretta. Dan, do you have a question for Coretta?
No, just a big thank you. I appreciate what you're doing, Coretta. It's an absolutely beautiful thing. And when I saw it too, it was just a... it's just such a nice thing, and I think it's got to be said, it hasn't really been said in the interview, just how nice it is to be handwritten, because in a day, in day and age where everything is digital or typed out, just a genuine handwritten note is just it's a rare thing, and to see that, to send to police, just an absolutely beautiful thing. So thank you, Coretta.
My pleasure, and thank you guys for having me.
Well, you are very welcome. Continued success with that, Coretta. Thank you, and hope to speak with you again sometime. Thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.
All right, there is Coretta James here on Talk Radio 1210. So, Dan, if you put up on Twitter, or I'll tell people to go to Twitter, I'm always open to suggestions of what we could do here. Now, it's pandemic. We can't do gatherings and all that as we used to do with the police. But something simple like this toward police, and not just in Philadelphia. I think the police in the suburbs need this stuff, too. They're not under fire like Philadelphia. I mean, we talked about that 15th of Market. The police are under unremitting fire here in Philadelphia. Now, Bill McSwain's coming up. I mean, that's one hope I have down the road to deal with Larry Krasner. But short of that, you have this miserable, arrogant, far, far left figure. You have the mob in Philadelphia. You have Kenny doing nothing, the police chief doing nothing, the media waiting to pounce on cops. I'm sure New York City is sort of like that. I'm not sure about their DA. Couldn't be further left than Larry Krasner. What a remarkable woman, and being wished carpal tunnel syndrome, wow. And why don't you go back to your country? It just tells you. This is just one of the most beautiful stories we've seen recently. I didn't know. I mistakenly thought she was going to write to Philadelphia, that she had done that. But it's something we encourage. And if you have an idea, you can always hit me on Twitter at DomShow1210. I'm open to seeing what else we can do. And again, we did our September 10th, September 11th broadcast, the 20th commemoration. We did it honoring first responders. Of course. And everybody loves first responders except the cops. They're the ones that are under fire. And I can't imagine how they feel getting a handwritten personalized note with their name on it from this beautiful, wonderful woman who just wants to support them, doesn't have money, resource, whatever. She's a nanny. When the kid takes a nap, she goes to work. That's America.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.